first date follow-up.
Kara is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. She's not getting a call back from a guy named Reggie. And I'm not surprised that Tara isn't getting a call back, honestly, Tara.
Why?
Not at all.
You're not surprised?
Because in her email, and in your email, Tara, you said that you went mini golfing and that you think you might not be getting a call back because your golf etiquette wasn't very good. And I don't know anybody who would call anybody back who has poor mini golf
right?
etiquette.
Oh.
I didn't even know there was etiquette in mini golf.
Yes, there is.
Really?
Yes, 100%. In real golf and mini golf.
Okay.
We'll
get there in a second then. I had no idea. I was going to make fun of the fact that that's what you think it is because I was like, I think the only thing in mini golf is that you just don't pee in the cup.
Oh.
other than that, you're good. Unless you peed in the mini golf cup. Tara, did you do that?
No, I don't recall doing that, but I mean, literally, it's just, this is the only thing I can think of. I mean, I thought the date was going well.
What could you do that's not like a good etiquette on a mini golf course?
Well, maybe like hitting it a little bit harder than a putt, you know, just having some fun with it. And like maybe like some people might say that. I was just saying, you know, thinking outside the box.
It sounds like you weren't raised correctly as a child. Am I getting that right?
Well, I mean, if the polite society must know all the rules of mini golf, then I guess you're right.
But, and don't forget, English Evan played golf in college.
Thank you, Jubal.
There is a lot of etiquette in golf, though. I just didn't know in mini golf.
it transfers.
Before we get into what you did during mini golf that makes you think you're not getting a call back, how long has it been since your date with Reggie?
Weeks since I haven't really heard from him, and okay. I just don't know why he's ghosting me. I thought it went well.
Did you reach out? Have you tried to reach out to him?
Yeah. Just like, hey, what's up? You know, not trying to seem too thirsty or anything.
Right. And did he respond at all?
I haven't gotten anything from him, no.
How did you meet Reggie?
Oh, we met online. Yep. Yeah, we started talking online first.
Okay. How was Reggie as a person? Did you really like him deep down, his soul? Did your souls connect?
I mean, I thought he was, I had a really great time with him, and I definitely wanted to see him again and see if there was some sort of connection there, because I had a great time.
What else do you mean by your etiquette?
Well, I mean, like, I would hit it hard, and like, maybe it would like land next door in the windmill section, even though I was on the castle, you know, and I had to step over something. And
that's
like,
just
you know,
a step too far, Tara.
Yeah. So basically you're risking people's lives by hitting the ball too hard and you're going to peg an 8-year-old in the head. And
then... As far as I know, I didn't hit any kids, but I did get kind of close to a grandma that was like out with her family. But...
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Right. I mean, did it seem like Reggie was bothered with the way that you were playing mini golf or something? I mean, what makes you think that it's all about the mini golf? Could it have been something that you talked about?
I mean, the reason why I make the association with the game specifically is because, like, I would, like, you know, finally get it out of, you know, like, just go ahead and get it out of the pond that I hit it in. And then, you know, oh, I made it in the hole. And he would just kind of, like, give me, like, a side eye. And I'm like, that's why I made the connection.
Oh, okay.
So it was his idea for the date, and I thought it was just really creative. You know, wasn't your normal sort of day of, you know, let's go to the movie and not talk for an hour and a half. And I was like, yeah, let's do this. And he was also very cute. I was like, oh, my favorite color is orange. And he made sure to get me an orange putter and an orange ball. It was really sweet.
That is thoughtful AF.
Definitely likes you.
Yeah, it is. All right. Well, at the end of the date, did you guys kiss? Did you tap putters?
It was the hug, and I was like, are we gonna kiss kind of thing? And he gave me a little kiss on the cheek, and I was like, I had a great time, and wasn't really, it was kind of open-ended. Like, I felt good about it, but we didn't make exact plans for a second date, and that's why I've been trying to get in contact with him, yeah.
I want to know why he's ghosting you.
Yeah, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your first date follow-up, right?
Hi, thanks so much.
It's a Jubal Show. If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Tara is on the phone. You probably don't know Tara if you're just joining us. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Tara. She likes to attack old ladies on a golf course. Sort of.
That's a thing.
Yeah. Tara went out on a date with this dude named Reggie. She said that they had a really good time. They went and played mini golf. She thought that he was very romantic and thoughtful because she said her favorite color is... was
orange.
He knew it was orange, and so he got her an orange putter and an orange ball. They had a good time. I guess the awkward thing, though, was Tara was kind of going crazy on the mini golf course, probably just trying to have a good time. But hitting the ball everywhere and almost hit an old lady.
She's a monster.
And she thinks that maybe Reggie was turned off by the fact that she had poor mini golf etiquette. I think that it's got to be something else, but we'll find out right now. We'll give him a call. And it's been about 2 weeks since they talked. So we'll give him a call right now and see if we can figure it out. Are you ready, Tara?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
This is the Jubal Show. It's a radio program on your FM radio dial.
Welcome.
All right.
And I'm guessing you haven't heard of it. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for not listening.
Hey, man, we're calling you actually because we got an email about you. We do a segment on the show called the First Date Follow-Up. It's where if we go out on a date with someone and then end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask and find out what happened.
Yeah, I know exactly who it is. Tara.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bingo.
Why are you not calling Tara back?
I don't know, because I don't want to. Like, what?
Well, what happened?
What do you guys expect?
Because she said that she tried texting you and you just haven't responded at all. Yeah. So, I mean, you're ghosting her and we want to know why.
Yeah, she wants to know why, too. She said she liked you a lot and can't figure it out. So what do we expect? We expect an answer and we would like one. If you have time to give us one, we'd really appreciate it. So would she?
I mean, I don't know. The day was all right, but I don't feel like I can trust her.
Well, I mean, you just met her. What do you mean you can't trust her?
Is it because she was going crazy on the golf course? She
tried
told
to
us
kill a grandma.
That she thinks you might not be calling her back because she was wilding out a little bit on the mini golf course and was like hitting the ball all around and then almost hit an old lady. And she thought maybe you thought,
I mean, yeah, I mean, that was definitely a thing. I mean, she was going pretty crazy playing mini golf. Like, I don't know if she had never played before or something.
Yeah, it sounds like she was just excited.
It's not like a real game of golf.
You take it serious.
Well, Alex,
huh?
What?
She like cheated the game. Like, she was cheating while we were playing.
How was she cheating?
She purposefully, I mean, I know she did. She like didn't count all of her strokes, which that's kind of like the point of the game is like the less strokes, obviously. You know,
so it was a real legit thing that made you stop talking to her is that she wasn't being honest about how many strokes during a game of mini golf.
I guess I kind of see that as like a bigger problem maybe in the future.
You see cheating in mini golf as a big picture thing?
Yeah, it was just really weird. I don't know. She was like doing it on the side, like I wasn't going to catch her. Like, she was trying to do it secretively and she was like really trying to win the game. And I don't know. I was just like, what are you doing? Like, I couldn't believe it.
I mean, I guess I could see where you're coming from. It, why cheat at a game, especially mini golf? That's just supposed to be like straight up fun. Yeah.
Did you call her out on it?
No, I just decided to write her off.
Yeah, I mean,
like right there, I was just like, oh, that's all I need to know.
I get where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like maybe not ghost her. Be like, well, I'm not interested because you're a cheater and you're a liar and I can't trust you.
Yeah, I guess like I'm just like not good with confrontation. I would rather maybe I probably should have sent her something like I'm not interested or something. But I just I don't know.
No, I feel you. I've ghosted several people just because I have the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, so basically if like I can't trust her to play like a fair game of mini golf, like how am I going to trust her in like a relationship if she's going to cheat on playing a little dumb game like that? Who's to say she's not going to cheat on me?
Some solid reason.
It's not like a fair comparison, but okay.
Yeah. I think it is.
Cheat on you in a relationship versus mini golf. That's fine. I mean, you've got trust issues, obviously, and you should because we're lying to you right now a little bit.
Sorry.
What do you mean?
I mean, because Tara is actually on the phone listening and would like to talk to you.
Yeah. Hey. Hi, Reggie.
Hi, Tara.
So you think I'm a cheater?
I mean, yeah, you literally cheated while we were playing mini golf.
The definition.
Yeah.
I mean, I might cheat at mini golf. That's just a game. I'm not a cheater in relationships. That's a stretch.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe you're a really good person. You wouldn't actually cheat on me in the relationship, but who knows what else you would probably cheat doing or, you know. I'm sorry. I just it's just not going to work.
Wow. Well, zero flexibility there, sir. I mean, it's a game. We have fun with games, and I'm not going to treat a relationship like mini golf.
Yeah, but you can't have fun with games like if you're cheating in them. Like, that's not fun. That's not fun at all. I can't win.
I'm not a cheater in my whole life. I'm not a cheater in every aspect of my life. Just because
maybe
of
not,
one date.
You cheated at mini golf, and that's enough for me. Question for you, have you ever cheated on a boyfriend?
I mean, no.
I haven't. I'm not going to take your word for it on that one. I'm so sorry. Just took you way too long to answer.
Reggie, would you like to go on another date with Tara? We will pay for it.
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm wasting my time with you guys. Like, I'm not going out on another date with her.
So it's a no, Tara.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Well, I guess I'm just going to have to find a guy that has a little less sensitive of an ego to go on another date with.
Or a guy that doesn't mind you cheating on him.
Oh, come on.
It was mini golf.
All right. Well, best of luck, Reggie. Hope you find a by-the-book mini golf player that, you know, is your saintly woman for you.
All right, I will. And you have fun, you know, doing whatever kind of deceptive stuff that you do to win games and get your way for the rest of your life.
All right, have fun, you guys, with that.
All right.
Good luck in life.
I don't think they like each other.
Jubal's first date follow-up.